Praise Jesus much, children of God.
How have you
been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life? Is life good? Is God good? Amen. Greet of your brethren. Wish them the best. Which come from the Father. He who was, who is, and is going to come. And which come from the seven spirits of God. Thank you for committing yourself. To give yourself to the Word of God. The seasons we are in.
There
are seasons where people are abandoning the faith.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And that's why the Holy Spirit asked the question. In the Luke chapter 18,
verse
8, and he said these words. Let's read and we see.
Luka esura ya 18 olunyolo 8.
Luke chapter 18 from verses 8.
Mbagamba anti alibalamula mangu. Nayo mwana w'omuntu bwalijja aliraba okukkiriza ku nsi.
Nti naye omwana w'omuntu.
That but when the Son of Man,
Mukama waffe Yesu,
the Lord Jesus,
walijira walikomerawo ogwokubiri.
By the time he will come back the second time,
alisinganawo okukkiriza mu nsi.
Will he find the faith in the world?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You know, in the seasons we are in, he finds you individually. But in those seasons, he will find us all generally. But as he's meeting you right now,
yes,
he found you with faith.
And
the other day when he will come, will you have slept within faith? How can you dare sleep in that faith? For example, you've checked out of your body, yet you check out of it, yet you're still in faith. For only those who are in faith, they are the ones who please God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But we remember in Romans 10:17, faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. The truth is the Lord Jesus. Everywhere he will find you if he checks you out of that body. The other day of his coming, the great day. Indeed, will he find you when you have faith? And that's why Bible has said at that faith, that of truth is meant to find you with, and it has acts of righteousness.
For
still it tells it to us in the James chapter 2. The faith without works is dead faith.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now that question. And all along we study the word of God as you hear it. For even today we are moving on with the journey of heaven. And we move on to hear. Those words, you put them in faith. And you attach actions on them.
Though
sometimes you ignore them.
Let me tell you,
we hear many words of the word of God. But I don't know whether you believe all of them. One day the Holy Spirit asked the question. In the Isaiah 53, and he said, Lord, who accepted our words? You think what was it meaning? Who believed our message? The Holy Spirit spoke that. Let's read that we hear. You know, there is something which wears me
up.
Even God gets tired of it.
For
it's the one who first got tired of it, me too, I copped it. To hear, yet we don't understand. To see, and yet we never perceive. Even to hear and we speak. We've heard as the way they are, but we are not going to do them. Isaiah 53
from verses 1.
Ani akirize bigambo
byafe. Who has believed our words?
Not Christ Jesus.
Holy Spirit has been speaking a long time on behalf of Christ Jesus, even the Father. But he asked the question, Lord, though you send me to speak to the people, but who believes our words? What do you think of that? And the Holy Spirit gathered the entire Bible, like Isaiah 34:16. Yet he comes to ask, and he asks the Father and the Son, who believed our words. Let's repeat this verse. I want you to think of it, okay?
As
we prepare to go in our journey of heaven, move on, know what's in the journey of salvation, the journey of heaven. Isaiah 53:1. First, listen to these words. Lord, I'm going to speak even others and I will explain.
And
I speak of your word and how it grew before you. But I'm still speaking. But these words, who believed them? But you too first tell yourself. A couple of years or months,
over weeks.
But those words I've heard, I hold any sign to prove I believed them, or I made it a sweet song, and I go there, hear these nice words, and feel the wisdom.
Question is
who believed our words? The heading you see is very long and broad. It can check you out all to see whether you believed that word or not. Among those who take it as a sweet song, which is on the heat, and it's what is on its own. Everyone who understands and never understands, they speak of the song. Play the song, and how was it? They sing three words in it. Yet it has many other words. They didn't even get them. Now it may be in the form of that way. You know, he spoke in Colossians and he said, check yourself to see whether you are in the faith. The faith coming from hearing and hearing the word of God. The way you do what you do, whether they are in the word, your way you're moving, your speech, everything you're involved in, and you see whether the words of this faith, you heard them and you believe them in you, and you move doing like that. It's not a small word. The Holy Spirit will ask, who believed our words? We are speaking in vain.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You too ask yourself, let me not be on a sweet song and me too I'm on heat and I've just followed. When someone sings a song to you, You may begin to say that me too I grasped and I got to understand it. You follow it, following it. When they tell you sing it alone, that's when you realize you have not known it always. Spoke that in Jeremiah, he said, these people gather, come before you to hear words. Each one tells the other, come, we go hear those powerful words. But yet they take it as a song, which is on heat. They hear it, but they don't do as it says.
Yes,
praise Jesus somewhere. Now think of that word. Jesus, everywhere you move, does he see you are in faith or not? Remember when he speaks with us in Habakkuk, he says, without faith you can never please him. Means anytime if you want to please God, you have to be in the faith.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now,
it will take you a level of faith. And
he
says in Hebrews 11, he who comes to God, it's required of them to first believe he exists. And he rewards all those who seek for him. Now, the word faith, I don't know when you sit there to think whether you are in it or you are not in it. But the Holy Spirit complains of it much, that who believed our words. And when the Son of Man will come back, will he find the faith on the earth? Many people sit in different synagogues, those they call us churches, but not all that they are in the faith. If they are in the faith, they are in the dead faith. That which is not back with
action.
Or that which never comes from hearing the word of God.
Kabo, Uganda.
Now let's fight on our own, brethren. Let's fight on our own. That we should be able to be in faith all the time.
And
you ask whether you do what you do, you're going to do, whether it's in the faith, that you can be always pleasing God every time, every moment.
He too,
that's my child, him I'm pleased of. But the way of pleasing him, you must be in the faith. The
faith
coming from hearing and hearing his word. Let me hope you've prepared well.
We are moving
on with hearing the word of God. Think of how you believe it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosso and a Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Son of the living God, the word of God, and our master.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We want to move on with our journey of heaven, the journey of salvation. It's my journey and your journey. It's the journey of those who live before us and we who are living now and those going to be coming, to reaching the coming back of Jesus. We still move on to see those which are in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. And we still see the seven seals of the seven groups of angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are still on the fourth seal of the spirit of power and the group of angels of power, angels of the chains, angel of death and hell, and the type of horse.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But as we've been studying the fourth seal and this group of the angels of power, the angels of the chains, angel of death and hell, we discovered and saw sicknesses of angel of death and hell. And we began to see of the sicknesses of Satan.
Sicknesses
which Satan and his fallen angels make. The demons. And they pass through masquerading into different creations. And the way of healing them. We hope in this time we are going to see sickness of body weakness. The sickness of sin.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus so much. But this day, let's first finish the way of healing sicknesses of Satan. Those he makes through masquerading into different creations. Those we've seen some many days back. The major word in healing sicknesses of Satan
has
been evil work Satan has been doing.
But
both is done in the people
or
in the different creations. That those works,
Satan,
the evil works of Satan,
Satan
or of the evil spirits of Satan,
you
cannot be able to stop them except you first captured and you bind the evil spirits, the fallen angels. That he told it to us in Matthew 12 and the verses 29. Let's read there and we hear. Matthew 12 verse 29.
Obanga omuntu ayinza atyo kuyingira mu nju y'omuntu ow'amaanyi n'ayonoona emirimu gye wabula ng'asoose okusiba ow'amaanyi oli n'alyoka anyaga enju ye.
Yes, yebazi bwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omuntu ayinza atya?
How can someone
okuyingira mu nyumba ey'ow'amaanyi
enter into a strong man's house and destroy his works
kujjako ng'asoose n'akwata
except in the first captured
that
strong man, and after it destroys his works. These sicknesses we've been studying of Satan and his fallen angels, those known as the demons, those they inflict on the people after appearing in a different form of creations. They involve to first bind the evil spirits. And after you begin on the sickness, all the remnants left behind like the armings.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. If you've not yet caused them be bound, those demons, there are no sicknesses you can heal, those which come from the devils. And they are the physical doctors. That's where they gave up on in this work.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And they remain to treat sicknesses of body weakness we are to see ahead there. But when it reaches sicknesses of the devils, if you try to use Satan and Satan, he takes this from you and puts another on you. But when you come to the kingdom of God,
the
man is one first capture and cause them be bound. Bind those spirits which bring sickness, failure, and the things like those.
Yes,
praise Jesus. After you cause them be bound, there the Holy Spirit leads the healing and moves on work with groups of angels. Now, in this time of causing them be bound, these angels of the fourth group, angels of power, angels of the chains, angel of death and hell, they are one responsible to come bind the evil spirit, to bind them in the bottomless pits. And then the Holy Spirit leads us to pray. Let there be healing.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We understood it. Many times when you chase a demon, it goes, reaches out there, and it sees nothing to eat from there. And it picks out its other 70 colleagues.
It can't
see the house not built, nothing is in it. And it goes, brings its colleagues. Now, the situation of that person, the latter situation, it gets to be very worse.
Now,
truth is this, brethren. That's why Bible has told us that healing of Satan's sicknesses involves to first bind the evil spirits. Then you destroy those works they have done in that person. Let it be morality. Some of the wild sicknesses,
yes,
praise Jesus,
it
first caused evil spirits to be bound and destroy the works of immorality and the sickness, stealing, things like those they put on the children of God
or
on the people of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But in all brethren, do not forget, involves to first cause them be bound. That's why it tells us in the Matthew 18 verse 18, and he says like this,
Matthew 18 verse 18,
yes,
praise Jesus so much. All things which shall bind on earth, in heavens they are bound.
But
the question is this, brethren. What we bind on earth, are they also in heaven?
That
when you get it, bind it on earth.
And
even in heaven it holds its copy that they bind it.
Or
when you lose,
here
on earth what you've lost, even in heaven it's been bound, now it's lost. The truth is like this. We've been put on the commanding post. Now we are right there put to be led by the Holy Spirit to command the group of angels who come from heaven to join on us, capture, bind the evil spirits. Many people who were not taught in the way like this, and they thought most of them are the ones who bind and who get and bind with their hands. But Bible shows that you are right on the earth to command the binding, and the heavens joins on you. Now angels involved in that work, and they move on to execute their work of binding. Not that they are in the heavens and they bind from there. Now upon that word, we discover it, that we've been given authority on earth to command the binding of the evil spirits. Yet we still must be working with heaven that these evil spirits can be bound. You know, when you look to Revelation 22, the verses 7 and 8, Angel Gabriel said, we are workers with those who hold the word of God. Listen what well to those words. This is the generation needing to be changed, entering the truth of the word of God. For we all long as we were binding, we involved ourselves, we didn't know how it's done. But it's the time we realize we work with heaven and we work with the holy angels. Let us hear Revelation 22 from verse
8. Bwe nawulira nendaba nenvunnamu okusinza maaso g'ebigere bya malayika ndaga bino. Olunyolw'omwenda n'angamba nti, laba, tokola bw'otyo, ndi muddu munno era ow'omubaganda abo bannabbi, n'abo abakwata ebigambo by'ekitabo kino Sinza Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Marayika, yari, ayagayokano, kubikulirwa.
The angel was showing John the revelation.
Nga kubikulirwa, abiri mobili.
As Revelations 22.
Romunana, Romusamu, Romunana.
Verses 7 and 8.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kugamba, mwere zono yokana.
Now the servant John.
Uyayagaru kufuna mira marayiko.
When he wanted to bow to this angel.
Marayika ya mugamba.
The angel told him.
Nze tumfuna mira.
Do not worship and bow me.
Tuliba koziba nam.
But we are your fellow workers. I work together with the prophets and those who hold the word of this book. After we've understood the words of the book, we begin to pray within them. Now these angels, they must be sent to work with us. That's what means Matthew 18:18. What you bind on earth, even in heaven is to be bound. The meaning is, we don't work alone. And you go begin to
work.
Today I bind you. I bind you. You work with heaven.
When
they say what you bind on earth, heaven is bind it. What was lacking light in us was little. To understand that we are here to command.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. After we led by the Spirit of God, we can say angel soul in
the
work of binding evil spirits, move on to bind them.
Because
he's a worker with us,
he
must fulfill the word of God.
That's
why I say we work as with those who hold the words of the book of God.
And
the time we are in this word, angels await to fulfill it. The truth is this. Church,
we've
seen many problems.
In
praying mostly prayer of warfare. Many times we wanted to heal sickness of demons, yet they never go away. The person who chases the demon, they get healed a little, and it gets back again. The problem,
he chased
it, heard the name of Jesus, and it ran away.
It
wasn't bound, for you didn't command the one to bind it. And it reached there, it came back. And it brought its 70 colleagues, and it got to be 71. Praise Jesus so much. The truth is this, brethren. Church, let them accept or refuse. There is something wrong on our prayers of warfare.
Did
understand how the things are done.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Our Lord Jesus, when he gives us authority to heal diseases of Satan's and the others,
yes,
praise Jesus so much. He first commands us to chase them.
I'm going to
show you what's in the midst there by the Spirit of God. An angel to tell you that we are workers with those who hold the words of the book. When someone has been revealed well the word of God, angels are at high alert and they know it very well. This part is
us.
This is the one we do.
When
we see there are seven groups.
Now, scriptures,
each group is meant to fulfill. If they are of warfare, they involve binding demons. Those who know that is our work. The fourth group of angels. Angels of the chain.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And that's why when you read much the Psalms, Psalms 103, verse 20 to 21.
Zaburi esula ya chikumi musatu olunyiri yorwabili.
Psalms 103, verses 20.
Mwebaze mukama mweba malaika abe mwabazira abamanyi abatukirize kigambo kye ngamuulire dobozi lye kigambo kye.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kati nze bwe ntanula.
Now me, when I begin
kusabanga bwe mpulide mu Zaburi,
as I've heard in the Psalms,
ba malaika baba bakola nafe.
Angels, when they work with us,
bebazira abamanyi,
they are the mighty ones.
Those
who fulfill the word of God, listen to the voice of his word. What the angel is waiting for, this time I've grown in prayer of warfare,
led
by the Spirit of God.
He
wants to hear, and I am in the scriptures,
and
scriptures flowing in warfare,
and there
is concerning him that he fulfills them. But what breaks most,
and
angels never serve us,
then you
are in your word. I get you. I bind you. I give you authority in heavens and earth to bind. You forget even heaven
binds.
Once you bind, heaven's binding. You are in the point of commanding. And you put in strength. I bind you today. I bind you. I bind you. I bind you.
Yet,
in hell where you bind them, you're not there yourself. Yet be in a wrong faith. Because of wrong actions you're attaching on. And you find them, they are putting in strength and carrying those who get chained prayed and they are like
dogs
and they are down and they are down and they are down. Get there.
Now
physical strength get to be much and you forget the angels, the mighty ones. Those who fulfill the word of God and listen to the voice of his word. Now in all brethren, God has produced us as a church,
we
taught all ways of the word of God.
We
pray and we pray things which are clear. You know, many seasons making noise in our useless prayers. Find someone barking and they're roaring.
Power will
zip off from demons.
Genda.
Go!
Even
tomorrow the same thing. As they make noise, as they go, they come back.
And
the church hangs in like that. For they don't bind a single demon.
That
means you're binding, you're in a wrong thought.
Bindi,
there and it says, we have gone.
Encha.
Tomorrow it has arrived again.
What
are we binding on?
What,
that weak thing you bind on and it loses the thing. You bind on the grass.
No,
I bind you. I bind you. I bind you today. All the throat gets caused, yet you've done nothing.
You
go back, they ask you where you're coming from. We are from prayer. Today we've beaten Lucifer.
And
we took him from a throne.
Marlboro
is a good ruler, he reigns. The one they beat off his throne.
No,
this body has a way it lies. When you begin to sweat,
the
way it makes you feel as if you are in spirit.
It's
and the strength is much. You sweat, you feel strength.
No, presence,
you feel the presence of the spirit.
Yet
you are on the presence of your sweating body reaction.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But I believe with that word which the Lord Jesus says in the John 15:7, that if we abide in him
and
his words abide in us, we ask all we need to be done to us. That word in John 15:7,
after
we've been revealed the word of God and it's in us, when we pray through it, there are those who fulfill it, the angels, the mighty ones.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The time
you see you are in the clear scriptures
and
they are marked well in your praying,
fulfillment
is of angels as they are led by the Holy Spirit, and have a sure deal in you,
and we can't
as moved in these scriptures, did God let me see how you fulfill your
word
and send the mighty ones, your angels. There you don't break at all.
You begin,
I have to post this, what to happen. Read John 15:7. John chapter
15
verses 7.
munachikole ruanga
after we get to be in the Lord Jesus, as we decided to believe him, our Lord Jesus tells us even his words to abide in us. When they are in us, we ask all that we need, and we are in that word, they are going to be done. Let me tell you, see, religions, the beliefs in the Church of Salvation like today, indeed we pray much. Is it not that? But the more we have prayed, demons have rather increased within church. We've made many overnights. We've made crusades. We've gone in the fields. We've gone every place where they needed prayer. We've made altars. Prayer, everyone in their room. Yet things get to be worse. Don't ask what is moving on. Children of God get more sick. Demons attack them more.
The
way of torment, different ways. And they move on. Satan doing different sicknesses. Yet the problem which is, you cannot destroy works of Satan and his demons except you first captured and bound him. Now the problem, the capturing, binding, how do you do it? You capture with physical hands. The brethren who used to pray, you
punch them
and they are tying a tree, a portion of a tree, and they tie a rope
and they
drag it. Lucifer, I drag you.
Another
ties in a stone, a rocky stone. Find another on a big tree.
They are
boxing Satan.
they
are punching Satan in that faith.
Faith
with wrong actions too is there. Now, child of God, works of Satan to be able to destroy them. In the Matthew 10, the Lord told us this. He told us this. Let's read and we see. Matthew chapter 10 from verse 1.
Naita abayigirizwa be 12 nabawo obuyinza ku dayimoni omubi okumugobanga nokuwonya ngendwa de zonna.
Ulide chebe mugambe chebe
what they tell us.
Yaita abayigirizwa 10.
Call 10 disciples.
12
disciples.
Nabawo obuyinza.
He gave them authority.
Obuyinza obutumanyiye moyo
mutukufu. No, authority is the Holy Spirit. Not by mighty like Zachariah 4, verse
6.
Not by mighty, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. Acts 1:80 says,
when
the Spirit will come, will give you power.
Means
that authority is in the Holy Spirit himself. He said, I give you that authority
to
cast demons. You chase them. But who are those who bound them?
We
say, go,
and you
so capture them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
say, chase them. After chasing, heal diseases.
Where
Satan is, he leaves diseases behind. We act which
obusungu,
are wild.
Sungu,
anger. Situations harsh. Things evil.
For
those are works of Satan, as you know them. You think he has any good work? Let's finish this verse. Matthew 10 verse 1.
Naita abayigirizwa be 12 nabawo obuyinza ku dayimoni omubi okumugobanga n'okuwonyanga endwadde zonna n'obunafu bonna.
Find yourself always weak. But it's not that you're weak normally, that you didn't eat all things like that. But there is a demon, it's right there.
That
angels to put weakness on you.
Now there
are sicknesses of body weakness.
Called
sickle cells and the others.
Their
beginning is on the demons.
And
it can follow up bloodlines.
As you
know how Satan follows up things of the blood.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But
even not to be one your and to
all those who get healed after getting the binds. The evil spirits,
Satan
and his fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
You can't
just come out that you heal sicknesses
Satan
of the devils.
Thank
you, first capture and bind them. When you bind them, those sicknesses never come back. I'm going to give you what is in the false prophets. What they do.
They
reason with demons and demons to make money. I remember we saw that even last time.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they make
money.
And they cause sicknesses to
be
more. Demons make people sick. And they chase with demons. They make deals. And they make money from the children of God. And they inflict harm on them. They don't bind them. That's where the problem came from.
Which
told us to send them in the deserts. Send in the deserts. In the lake.
Yet
those are their places. You can't tell someone I've chased you. But go to your home.
Uganda,
I've chased you from Uganda, but go to your home. Now, have you chased the person who remembers that scripture? When you send them in the desert, they come back. Send them in the desert, you've sent them in the places of Satan. That's where they are reasoning and planning. You read for us.
Matayo sura ya 12 okuva ku lunyolwana alina musatu.
Matthew 12 from verse 43.
Naye daimoni omubi bwava mu muntu atambula mu nsenyi enkalu ng'anoonya w'okuwulugumira naye n'abulwa.
Kasita omugoba n'omusindika mu nsenyi enkalu.
He chased it, send it in the deserts.
Abira yo na uruguma.
He is there, move up and down there.
But he said,
and is lowering from there. And they play those their games. They get this is the way they jump those games.
This
is the way they jump like that. And there's nothing to eat here. Now they
can't
you send them in the desert. Yet that's where they are, and they plan from there.
If you
want to urge you over that word in the Matthew
4,
when the Spirit took Jesus, he took him where?
He
took him to be tempted.
He
took him to the desert where he gathered from.
We're
going to come back. Let's get to Matthew and see. Don't send a demon in the desert. There is something
like you send them
to plan for you other things. Matthew chapter 4 from verse 1.
Awo Yesu natwalibwa omwoyo mu ddungu okukemebwa
Sitaani.
Sitaani abere bagala mu ddungu. Deserts.
Eyo mu nsenyi senyi eyo.
In the deserts.
And that's where they sit
and they add you against scriptures.
We
are going to beat them like this.
Even
under the ocean in the principalities to the space. Now when they
send
you turn the desert, a demon in the desert,
you straight know
a trick of Satan, send them where we plan from. Where we plan from making skills of contending against children of God.
Holy
Spirit, when he took the Lord Jesus
Satan,
to be tempted of Satan, he was taken in the desert.
Watena ino sindi kamaru.
Usindi kiriza. Monsha nye nkaru. Monsha nye nkaru.
Ate mchifochazo.
In their place of dwelling.
Kakati wezi tukeyo.
When they reach there.
Today.
It's a squid park.
They chased, don't understand.
He told them to buy us. They sent us home.
Today you
beat them again.
Just no more
time of reading the word. When you start to let's thank God. Let's welcome
him.
And they make drama.
Ghana!
Another comes. And you are in that like that. The entire service. Sending demons to the desert.
And you go to come doing a good
the desert, it says it's
worked.
Just be. You two go and attack. These fools, they are there.
Yes, we ever do.
Praise Jesus.
What is your mukono? So we tuba tuge na maso na kubanga tu onyendo wa deserve
stands. When we move on hill, sicknesses of Satan.
Eri kudamu basi ndika marungu.
No more sent them to the desert. That's where they plan words from.
Tuge na basi ndikiriza mbunyo buta koma.
Push them in the bottomless pit. In hell.
Iliyo nuliye komina liya katunda.
That's the prison of God.
Na hemu marungu siya.
But
even
the Holy Spirit knows it.
You can
protect Jesus in temptation.
In the desert,
Satan sits there with his messengers.
I don't know when good day.
You two are here. We send you in the desert.
And they say,
what is wrong with his heads?
They are
not disciples of Jesus.
Jesus,
we know him in the
Bible.
Who are these ones? They come back, they tear you up. Praise Jesus so much. Requesting enlightenment on that issue. The demon, the way the brethren chased them. It shows they had no knowledge and they didn't know of angels. What made them run go to the deserts? That's the name of Jesus causing that. If you insist on the name of Jesus,
they think
a battalion of army is going to come for them and they first run off. This name is known in heavens and earth. The name filled with much authority. And when
you
read here in the Philippians 2, it was given a name above all names. Let's read there and we see brief. When you speak the name of Jesus, they fear and tremble. And they think you've held a missile. And they first hide. They shouldn't strike us. They see after he holds a gun, they don't know how to use it.
Let's
beat and kick them. The name of Jesus is the gun.
And
he holds bullets, the Holy Spirit, and the angels.
Amen.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Don't know
how to use it. And they say this one. They have the name of Jesus, but they don't know how to use it. Let's read here and see. Philippians 2, verses
9. Olunyole kumi, buli vivi lifukamirenge erinnya lya Yesu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yamuwe erinnya erisinga amanyagonda.
Give him the name above all names.
Buli vivi lifukamirenge.
Every knee to bow to that name.
Ebyomuguna ebyokunsi.
Those of heavens and earth.
Kati bw'oyogera erinnya lya Yesu.
If you speak the name of Jesus.
So kani jifubutuke ebiro.
First run off.
But
if
they
discover that Jesus you speak of, you don't know him.
Because
let's see Acts. These seven boys.
Okay. Acts chapter 19,
verse 14. These are children of the priest. Think now. We are children of the priest. We
are
born in the church.
We are not just
demons today. They went into a room. They found someone possessed of the demons. We
are
children of the priest. We've arrived.
Yes,
Paul, the name of Jesus, Paul preaches. They look at them like that. We shall not go. Let's hear.
Acts 19
from verse 13.
Na yera abantu abayudaya abataliko waabwe abagoba daimoni ne betulinkira okwogera erinnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu. Kwaba balina daimoni nga bagamba nti mbalayiza Yesu Paulo gwabuulira olw'ekkumi n'ennya awaliwo abaana musanvu abasukewa Omuyudaaya kabona omukulu abaakola bwe batyo olunya olw'ekkumi n'ettaano daimoni n'addamu n'agamba nti Yesu mmutegeera ne Paulo mmumanyi naye mmwe mmwe baani
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Next,
we're going to chase the name of Jesus.
Okay.
They go to handle those things quick. They chase them, they ran off. The name of Jesus, they claim to speak it.
Even
boy said it works. If you get the name of Jesus, them two went to attack.
Yet
demons realized these people, they are nothing. Lord, they chased us time back.
Yet
we are to remain, ask them who they are.
They
told them, Jesus, we know him. When we reach Paul, we know him very well. If he was the one here,
he
wouldn't have seen us here. But you understand nothing.
Imagine
a demon knows Jesus more than you.
Acts
19 verse
15.
Tell us who you are.
Omuntu yaliko daimoni n'ababukira n'abasinga bonna n'abayinza n'okudduka ne badduka okuva mu nnyumba eri nga bali bwereere nga bali n'ebiwundu.
Why
demons is there, they jump over pastors? They tell them, you, we know Jesus.
Even
the apostles you speak of. But who are you? They put those macho men around. They get the men possessed and they bind them. And they bring ropes. And people say, who are you here?
It's
a demon jump, you wonder. Lord, maybe we are lacking here. If you know the Spirit of God well, even angels, we've known them.
You
can't accept the demon jump from there.
They can capture,
tie it right there. It is strength, but it doesn't move away.
But
this one, they queue up on the lines and they put this one and it runs away. This one comes again. It also makes the drama round. And they are lining up. They pray for people, a line very long. The demons are lining up in the people.
Let's
see this pastor. That is the prophet we are going to see.
Now,
problem where it came from.
Men,
before they didn't know these ways. They say things have gotten wild. They say, you know what? Things of Jesus. Maybe they ended to work long time. Leave them and they left them. Let's go get senior demons to chase the junior demons. That's why you see they are making businesses through them. They enter a demon in you and they get them out when you come to them. And they add you other demons. The way of Satan chasing Satan. Now these boys, they moved out naked. The demon teared up all their clothing. And they tore all the clothing. And they ran off. The demon was too much on them.
But
you can find a pastor chasing a demon.
And
the demon is 5 hours refusing to go eat. Go! And the church to join. And the old people.
Fire!
He had a problem. He didn't understand how they bind the demons.
You
think strength, if it's of the Holy Spirit,
it would have
taught you how they chase demons.
If
it just involve angels,
yes,
praise Jesus.
But
problem, the strength, you evolve it much. That's why others are broken early.
Except
few years. They operate them of the throat because of praying much. The point they reached. The demons say, let's make them tired.
And
they don't go.
And
they put you there on the side. They bring. Those which have been four, it remains one. They put you there, it's still resting. And they pass in
others.
As you finish this one, another arises. You begin on that one. You know they knew
it.
The mission of the apostles, making us disciples.
When
we are disciples, we are very dangerous.
So
we have to take away time for them to learn. We are there in confusions. As they began praying, you are the first.
Enter
this one, you took out in that other. And they break out.
Senga wange.
Oh, my auntie.
Senga wange yandoga.
My auntie bewitched me. They bewitched me.
Ogenolia.
You hear another my grandfather. Confusion all over the congregation.
Nebario kabata wanya kanisa.
No more study scriptures. The scriptures.
Fire. Fire.
Fire.
Fire.
Water.
Go.
I buy you. Go.
Nemuda hiwa kaka.
You go back. That's what you've done the whole day.
The
trouble church up to now, we don't understand.
They
don't know scriptures, but they're shouting, they know it.
Which
the time demons were hurt. And you strangle the one possessed of a demon.
He
still refused to go. You strangle the pastor to kill him almost.
And
the demon was insisting.
No,
the possessed to begin to shout, "You're killing me!"
What now?
Church and its things.
Hmm.
How and the problem got to be in charge?
And
see Church of Salvation appearing like that. As you see it, how the
is.
No more time of studying the Word of God. But demons have become demons. Come from the desert, they send them. Praise the Lord so much. Apostle, I want to ask this question to myself. There is a synagogue the moment, the time I moved much in the pastors. There is a synagogue in the side of Lungujia. They went to tell me when they pray for you, you don't remain the same. Remember, I've ever gone to Mutundu,
eh?
And they told us to make lists of demons that you beat as you pray through. Now, when I dreamed, my uncle I grew with. I dreamt him, yet he had died long time, yet all time I saw him with his wife. I reached that synagogue. They began to pray for me. When they prayed for me, what I want to ask, maybe it was Satan using me. For I made every form of drama. I began to shout so much. I told him, leave me, Father, leave me. What I do,
these
ones tied me up. But I said, leave me alone. Leave me my uncle. Now what happened? I turned, I told them,
oh,
you're going to be peaceful, yet I understood all what I was speaking. And the others prayed more and they chased everything. I was kicking myself. What happened? I claimed that the demon has left me. And they told me, you're healed, your being is delivered much. They asked me, do you know that person? I said, I know him, he's my uncle.
Said,
he left you today.
The truth,
I was the one doing those things. I empowered the others to pray more. Was the devil using me, or what was that experience? You both had a problem. Those who chased and yourself, you all had the devils on you.
No.
When they speak of Satan in 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 13 to 15, in masquerading is a professional in that. Not possess you, but is using your mind.
Bible
speaks of him in Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 3. The spirit using children of disobedience. Using you, it doesn't mean they enter in you.
Even
though they are outside, they can send their thoughts in you. There is a boy. He's called Lukwago. He was at the side of Lungujia still. But they went to chase demons from him. Now, and demons will come on him. And they left it, them to speak.
Now,
the second time, there is a demon which came on him. You know, the devil's in masquerade. And he spoke. And they chased him, he went. That's the came back the one they chased. This time they want another. And they said, bring us the other person. You know, a pastor to send a demon to bring it colleague to the demon,
they too
will ask them questions. They did come. They forced this
one.
Come and ask you. You too. This was so they are too much on him. And he came. I am the one.
Kumbe.
Yet this boy was understanding.
Yeah.
He began to speak deceived them. When he came back, he found us where we are living. He told them, us.
Falsehood
is that I've deceived, and they said it's demons.
Because
you chase the possession, you have your ignorance. Evil spirit is using all of you. No one checks out.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, in that word, brethren, as we heal sicknesses the devils make, rumors carrying into different creations, which involves witchcraft and things like
that.
Involves to first bind the one who has brought witchcraft. For witchcraft, it's not the grass or the herbs.
It's
an evil spirit which is put that sickness there.
But
if you chase it, you don't just send it in the deserts. You evolve armies of angels, those in charge of binding evil spirits, angels of the fourth group, angels of power.
Let's
get back and we see. You chase it, it goes to the deserts.
Matthew 12:43. Na yi daimoni omubi wava muntu atambula munsenye nkalu nganonya owoku umulira na ena abulwa
bwamara okumugoba ntigeena
modongo. After they chase them, go to the deserts,
anonya wa umulira,
look for where they rest from,
teri na mbere,
and they wonder there is no food for them there,
teri na komera tebatusibye,
no even prison they didn't bind us here.
They
move there, they don't bind them from there.
Now,
those I send you bind in the desert, even in the deserts, you never bind them.
Satan
himself came back to deceive the church. When he passed through his fallen angels, the evil spirits, and they said, send us in the desert.
The
command of the Lord Jesus shows you have to bind them, not to send them in the desert.
They said,
don't bind them in the desert, for there is no prison there. Matthew 12:44.
Kala agamba nti naddayo mu nyumba yange mwe nava bwana bwatuukamu ajiraba nga njereere enyiridde ngerongosebwa.
They come back
and
they cleanse the house.
You
know, they work within the house evil works.
Their
sicknesses,
immorality,
anger, and things like those.
As they come back, we've swept
the house.
We
speak of your body.
Speak
of in 2 Corinthians 5 from verse 1 to
3.
That is your tent, your body. That is the house which would have been of the Holy Spirit.
At
that time you've been captured by evil spirits. And they find indeed
this child
out every morality have made them do. House
clean
need to resume the work in him.
Times
you commit sins and the demon using you too, it says this child is beyond. The entire house is smelling. Yet they make you do them.
That
is, how do they see it's clean now? They see it that now. The house of this person.
Filled
of heavy words.
buli kutundu ogunene ya
every big part they know it
engeri ya kuvuma
the way they abuse it
oh no mwana nyumba na yacha
nyono nefu nyo so corrupted smelling
bagenda okulanga gwe mubwenzi
they see you in immorality
mama nagenda kono nagenda kono
and they go to this one
because it's an angle
and day two who use you to get tired
because
that's what
my name is you
know demon
buda banga byokoze bishusi
what you've done is beyond
tikuchivamu
kuba they don't give up
on it for
them themselves are sin and evil themselves
ninga kula bere nyumba
but he sees the house is smelling this time
akasha akawoko omisa jono na kono
they taste this man they all smell the same. They smell all the progress of 40 men and 30 women.
You
smell the progress of 30, 40 women. And it says, no.
House is too dirty.
Cause it's my work of doing sins. And when they come back, they have swept them out. What follows?
Matayo sura ya 12 runyolwana
mwetano. Matthew 12:45.
Awa agenda naleterako daimoni abalala musanvu abamusinga obubi. Nabo bwe bayingira babeera omwo n'ebyoluvannyuma by'omuntu oyo bisinga obubi ebyolubereberye.
Goes
back in the desert where they gather from.
Nafunayo abalala nsanvu.
Gets his 70 colleagues and his friends. The house they chased me last time. This time let's get strengthened. Let's go when we are a number of us.
When
Satan sits in their meetings, everyone born on earth, they make a meeting for them. Put upon them like 71 demons.
And
this day of Friday and Saturday and the Sunday, his friends visit them, for eatings are plenty. You know they don't eat any other food.
It's the
day speaking vulgar, you speak what you want, drinking what you find.
And they say
they are going to make food of sin for us. Come and you visit us.
Now,
when they come and they remember, your condition gets to be worse.
Tell you
what caused church to fall totally. And we got musicians, they clothe
armless
and their dresses ending cutting from here.
They
close slits to the top like this. Musicians putting mini skirts on.
Yes,
and they say, well, Jesus has brought me his power.
When it's a
demon itself, it's using them.
Before
you push them in the desert, and they came back in
Ikea,
each one is given 71 demons.
This
of the church, the ladder of
meetings,
it got to be very hard.
Even a person who had some
sanity,
you find
old woman 6 years,
they
are in a party tight on them.
They
talk them the way they stand, they are in girl power, the way they stand like that.
You
find old woman, she's dipped herself like that, standing. With her demons. Church. The latter of church got to be worse. You know we get more sick. Getting heavy laden all the time. Demons have attacks. Fire. Every time you're like that. These ones I'm strangled in the night.
It's
strangling the entire night. You're grumbling in your bed, kicking, falling. Now to reach into sleep, you first touch the bed.
Get those attack
me in the name of Jesus. As you sleep, they get to swaggle you.
As
if from the overnight.
Katumari wano bude butulese.
Matayo sura ya 12 olunyo lwana mwetano.
Matthew 12:45.
Awagenda naletera ko daimoni abalala musanvu. Nsanvu abamusinga obubi. Nawo bwe bayingira babeera omwo n'ebyoluvannyuma by'omuntu oyo. Biri singa obubi ebyolubereberye.
Aleeta abalala nsanvu.
He brings 70 of its colleagues.
Nga bakambwe nga balina bamusinga obubi.
They are more evil than
him. Obadde owemulako bwe
muzi. Just spoke vulgar.
N'olyoka ogattako buli kibi kyonna.
Join on every evil sin.
Nobera osobola okubwegatana abalala balwala.
If you join with others, they get sick.
Abalala bafuna ebisirani.
Others, they get curses.
Look at this.
What's wrong with me? I go with they leave me.
Yafuna ebisirani tafuna sente
takwa. Get curses, they don't get
kubanga kati ejiri mugwe.
Demons in you.
Uri mujiri emisungu wafunyo.
The others, we are very harsh.
Anti kusindika mudongo.
Kusindika the deserts.
Bible yeraga mu Ezekiel 29.
Bible shows in Ezekiel 29.
Ndio gusoto ogunene era gubereri ne muchi.
That still
munyanja.
The dragon is in the sea.
Sitani.
Satan.
Katirani bo sindika munyanja.
Even though you send the water bodies.
Uba sindika before byawe.
Send them in the dwelling places.
Ubenga Ezekiel 27 ico cheraga.
Ezekiel 27 shows that.
Bo sindika mu underground.
You send the underground.
Basteka mu bunya.
Put
the
pits of the world under the ground.
That
you spoke that you don't remember.
Put in
the pits of the under the earth. And they send us home. The place is one.
When
saw Jesus to bind them there. They told him, you come bind our throats in the pits. When our time is not yet. As if they are the ones who give seasons to themselves. Truth is this, brethren.
We
shall speak of it tomorrow. Before you begin to heal sicknesses of Satan, it involves to first cause them be bound in the name of the Lord Jesus by the authority of the Holy Spirit given us. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.